Good Friday. Today is September the 19th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, today we're going to take a look out in the backyard and garden, turn our attention primarily to trees, but some other plants as we talk about an insect pest known this time of year primarily as a problem as lace bugs, the stifling that they cause on the leaves. We'll talk about the impacts and some of the history after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time as we look out in the backyard and garden and talk about trees and insects, and this time lace bugs. Now, they're so named because the intricate lace-like pattern of the veins and membranes in their wings, which are held flat over their body. The pronotum, which is the dorsal part of the thorax just behind the head, is commonly highly ornamented with lace-like lateral extensions that resemble the flattened shoulders, if you will. Some species have bulbous structures called hoods that rise from their pronotum and extend over the head. Now, when we take a look at them more closely, we can see that a lot of those things just stand out as very unique compared to other insects we'll find in the landscape. A close examination of the leaves of plants infested with lace bugs also reveal the characteristic stipling, if you will, that's produced by lace bugs. That consists of numerous tiny yellow spots, and the symptoms named for the monochromatic art technique of shading drawings by repeatedly tapping the tip of a black pen on paper, producing numerous small dots. Sort of the same idea here, and it's something that's very noticeable even from a distance. Now, the stipling is produced by lace bug adults and the immature nymphs, actually, using their piercing, sucking mouthparts. They stab those mouthparts into the succulent leaf mesosphil, which is that sandwich between the upper and lower epidermal layers, and then the cells are ruptured and they suck up the contents in those cells, but it's that disruption that causes the stipling. Although most species found in Ohio live on lower leaf surfaces of the host plant, there are a few notable exceptions to this rule, and if the feeding's done on the lower leaf surface, the stipling appears on the upper leaf surface. The opposite would occur with those species that live on the upper leaf surface, feed on the top, and then you would observe it more from the bottoms. Now, high winds and heavy rains can drive lace bugs to lower leaves, so the stipling damage may be heaviest in the lower canopy, although since we haven't had a lot of rain, that probably has not been a problem, and you may see it more evenly distributed across the tree. The stipling may at first appear as a distinct quarter to half inch diameter spot on the upper leaf surface created by that first instar nymph feeding near the cluster of eggs from which they hatched. With heavy infestations, the stipling will eventually coalesce to produce large white patches, causing the leaves to look bleached out as the damage progresses, and portions of the leaf or entire leaf will turn yellow, even eventually more to a copper brown. Now, keep in mind, the leaf discoloration may be associated with other plant problems. For example, we've also seen the subtle whitening produced by powdery mildew on oak. That can also be mistaken sometimes for lace bug damage, and vice versa, depending on what your mindset is, I guess, as you're observing it, if you just look from a distance. Now, lace bug adults and nymphs also exude a black tar-like fecal deposit, and that's a telltale sign of lace bug activity. It also, unfortunately, adds to the unsightly appearance, especially when you have heavier infestations. The overall flask-shaped eggs of most species are black, which may cause them to be confused with the fecal spots, but the fecal spots are randomly distributed, while the egg masses are typically grouped in loose clusters. Research has shown that adults of some species actively guard their eggs and nymphs against predators, and this may explain why it's common to see adult females remaining close to those egg hatches. It's also common to see adult females apparently herding the groups of nymphs closer together. High lace bug populations can produce enough leaf damage to actually cause leaf drop, branch dieback, and eventually even the death of small trees and shrubs. Many lace bugs in Ohio have 2 to 3 generations per season, with leaf damage ramping up with each successive generation, and the accumulation of damage becomes most evident this time of year, especially when the plants are already stressed due to the drought. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue talking about lace bugs. Now, one thing, there is a difference between lace wings and lace bugs, so it's easy to mix up from a terminology standpoint, but they are very different. Lace bugs is what we're discussing here today. One of the first ones we want to touch on is the oak lace bug. Now, this is native to North America, most commonly found on oaks in the white oak group, particularly white oaks, some swamp white oaks, also bur oaks, and the chinkapa oak. Populations tend to rise in the fall dramatically from year to year, with heavy infestations causing those leaves to become more of a yellowish white. Now, oak lace bugs were discovered in Italy in 2000 and have since spread throughout several European countries. Free of natural enemies, the lace bug is causing extensive damage to native European oaks. Ohio was visited this past summer by a team of entomologists from the University of Sporsen in Hungary who searched for parasitoid wasps that may be able to provide some relief from the rampant annual ravaging of their European oaks. It's interesting. Also, you need to be aware that oak spider mites may produce similar damage. Now, they feed on the upper leaf surface and tend to concentrate their stipling around the leaf veins. As with all spider mites, they use their fang-like mouthpieces to rupture individual leaf cells so they can ingest the contents. So spider mite stipling is much smaller compared to what we see with the lace bug stipling, but different things that can go on. And again, sometimes we see that more frequently when we have dry conditions. Other lace bugs that have produced noticeable damage this season in Ohio include the basswood lake bug, the buckeye lace bug, the chrysanthemum lace bug, the hackberry lace bug, the hawthorn lace bug, the sycamore lace bug, and the grass lace bug, which is an oddball in its name in this list. The buckeye, hackberry, oak, and walnut lace bugs can find their feeding to the namesake hosts. Sycamore lace bugs may be found on American sycamore, and to a lesser extent on the London plane tree. Now, basswood lace bugs grew up in American basswood. However, it commonly focuses the attention on silver linden. This European native tree can handle many of the challenges that will send less hardy trees to wood chippers. However, the native lace bug may turn silver lindens into golden brown lindens in September, especially in some of the municipal areas where those are planted. Participants in the Ohio Diagnostic Workshop that was held recently at Seacrest Arboretum over in Worcester saw a sample of heavily stipled hackberry leaves harboring a heavy hackberry lacebug population, and those were collected from northwest Ohio here. However, the lacebug may be found throughout the state, causing hackberry leaves to appear sort of that rusty brown color that we see. Despite the name, hawthorn lacebug has one of the most cosmopolitan palates, if you will, of any lacebug found in Ohio. It will feast on a wide variety of the rosacea plants, but it's most commonly found on hawthorns, service berries, firethorn, and occasionally on roses. The black chokeberry also is one that it may be found on. These lace bugs may also feed on a few plants outside of that rose family, such as common buttonbush. Chrysanthemum lace bugs are unusual in that they may be found on both lower and upper leaf surfaces. The lace bugs feed on a wide range of herbaceous perennials, including asters, goldenrod, and sunflowers, as well as weeds such as thistles, and these lace bugs may occur in greenhouses as well as landscape. Indeed, landscape infestations may originate, though, from where they started down in the greenhouse. And then finally, we mentioned grass lace bugs that were first described back in 1913 from a specimen that was collected out in Oklahoma. Since that time, the grass lace bugs have been confirmed in a number of states, including Alabama, Arizona, Georgia, Florida, Kansas, Mississippi, New Mexico, and Texas. So far, no reports of those being found in Ohio. That's what's making agricultural news all along the Maumee River Valley. And for the Maumee Valley Ag Report, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.